The Gospel according to Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. This is like a Pollyanna movie. It's so uplifting. No, it's a scary text, isn't it? There's not a lot of nice going on in this text. There's some difficult things. First thing we want to know about this parable today that Jesus is saying is, a lot of times people want to interpret what's going on and what it is that Jesus is saying, but Jesus lets us know what's going on in this parable right away. The very first thing he says is, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to. So don't be confused. This is Christ telling us what the kingdom of heaven can be compared to. You don't have to sift through a bunch of other scriptures to understand. This is scripture interpreting scripture. This is Christ telling us from 2,000 years ago, look, this is what this parable is about. It's about the kingdom of heaven. No mystery here. And that makes it all the more difficult to hear the text. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. Now, in the past, we've talked about parables and how we're supposed to kind of think about who we are in the parable. That's the whole point. Jesus wants to tell these stories so that you might imagine who you are in the parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king. There's a character. Who gave a wedding banquet for his son. Now, if this is being compared, this is what we might think about the kingdom of heaven is like. Who is the king? What? God. Who is the son? Jesus. It's simple. Jesus has got a very simple formula that's going on here. He's letting these guys know who are listening. I want you to understand. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. There's God, and there's the Son. We'll go on. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. So there's two more characters, right? There's the slaves of the king and those who would not come to the banquet. But they would not come. So he sent other slaves. Now, I'm not sure why he sent some slaves. And he looked for the people to come to the banquet. They said they weren't coming. And he said, well, maybe I'll send some more slaves out. Maybe they didn't get the message right. Maybe the first slaves didn't say it right. Is he mad at the first bunch of slaves? No. He just sends another set of slaves out. This is like a second time. He's like, I'm giving everybody a second chance here to come and be part of this banquet. And he said to the slaves to tell them, tell those who have been invited, look, I've prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. All you can eat. Free. Go tell them. This is a good deal. This is a great deal. Come to the wedding banquet. Second time. Maybe he didn't feel like he explained it. Like slaves just went out in the street and said, come to the wedding banquet. And they went back in. And they're like, why aren't they coming? So he puts a sign up. These other slaves go out. Free food. Boy, that would bring me. Tom Cruise, you had me at hello. That, you had me at food. But they made light of it. And I love this in the Greek. It's we kind of miss the deeper meaning here. It says, and they made light of it. And really, it's as if though they went, right? Now, why would it be important to go to the wedding banquet? Why do you go to a wedding? There's an interesting question. Why do you go to a wedding? But for the food. I think somebody said. Because your wife forces you to, absolutely. I have been there. Really, I don't want to go to the wedding. They make me do them at work all the time. So, we really go to the wedding to honor our friends. A lot of times we don't even know the wedding couple. When we do, that's better yet because we honor them as well. The king wants them there. That was the wedding banquet music, inviting them. And the king wants them there so that they will honor him and his son. That's why it's so important to be there at the wedding banquet. This is a whole kingdom, and this is the king. You would think if the king invited you, you'd go to the wedding banquet, especially if it was free food. It doesn't sound like he's asking you to even bring a gift. Just come to the wedding banquet. But they made light of it. They really went, one to his farm, another to his business. One went golfing. One stayed home and watched the game. One decided to watch a really important Housewives of Atlanta. One of them decided something else was more important. Somebody decided something else was more important. They all decided something else was more important than going to this wedding banquet. While the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. This is where the text starts to get kind of thorny. Well, so far we've got the king and the son, and we've decided, I hope, that we're not God and we're not Jesus, although we often think we are. We're not God. We're not Jesus. We're not the king. We're not the son. So that leaves us being the slaves or the ones who won't come to the banquet. Do you want to be the one who didn't come to the banquet? There's a lot of us out there. Let's see what happens to them. The king was enraged at the ones who didn't come to the banquet. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Yeah, I don't want to be those guys. Right? So, is there anybody else in here? Then he said to his slaves, the wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. There's judgment that happened for those people that decided to do something other than to go to the banquet. You know, it's a nice banquet that the king is throwing. It's a wonderful banquet. It says in there the food is prepared. There's drink. There's sustenance. The banquet is all set. And all they had to do was show up. It's sad, really. That's a hard part of the text for me. Then he said to his slaves, the wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets, invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet. Go out and take everybody. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found. both good and bad. Oh, thank God I'm in again. I could be the good. I might be the bad. But he invites them all in, both the good and the bad. And the wedding hall is filled with guests. Is our wedding hall here filled with guests? No, not yet. I see space. Our wedding hall is not filled with guests. So if we think of ourselves as one of the characters in here, it's the good and the bad. Well, it's good. We're here. That's fantastic. But if we were the slaves sent out to bring others into this place, we're not doing very well. So the text begs to ask us, who are you? Are you one of the good and the bad that were invited to be here? Or are you the slave, the servant of this king who has sent you out to bring others in to this banquet hall for this meal that many people won't want to come to because they have other things to do? Now, the hardest part of this text today, but when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe? And he was speechless. The king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. So we have this guy at the end of the story who's invited in with the good and the bad. If he just forgot his wedding robe, isn't he just one of the bad? Shouldn't he get to stay? Because other bad were invited. It doesn't say anybody else was thrown out. Only the one who forgot his wedding robe. What could that be, that wedding robe? What is Jesus talking about? That wedding robe. He's not wearing his wedding robe. And here's something that's interesting in the text. Who's the bride? Who is the bride in this text? Definitely not the guy wearing the wedding robe. He forgot his wedding robe. Could that be our baptismal identity? Who we are as faithful Christians, shown by the things that we do, as servants of God, inviting others in. As people that have been invited, wearing our wedding robe. Who's getting married? To his son. We are. That's why the wedding robe is important. And so we pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who reminds us that the church is his bride, and we are his people, sent out to bring others to the feast that God has laid before us in the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. We pray for those people that we meet who need to hear the good news, who need to come to the banquet, that we are bold enough to ask them. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. So, as we continue with our service, please rise as you are able.